It was a sunshine-filled late afternoon where several women gathered inside the Durham Central City Baby Cafe talking about breastfeeding and their babies.
Oh, look at her outfit.
She's so cute.
This new baby cafe is located within a soup kitchen on East Eagle Street downtown. The Baby Cafe is a new pilot program working to increase the numbers of mothers breastfeeding. The cafe was quiet and calm, with newborns peacefully sleeping in their carriers. Jessica Mason is from Buffalo. She brought in her six-week-old daughter. Mason says there was never any question in her mind that she would breastfeed her baby.
You can be holding her, and if she gets a little hungry, she'll start reaching for you.
So she's your mom. Mm-hmm.
It's a good experience, breastfeeding. It's a bond that I'm getting with her. She knows where her mom is, and she senses my milk, I guess. The information I get from here, you know, they have the lactation consultants here, and, you know, they give you information.
Reaching out to Buffalo's African-American population is important for the health of the children. Doris Gales is a certified lactation counselor for the Baby Cafe.
Trying, especially in the African-American community, where the infant mortality rates and maternal mortality rates are higher, to get mothers this information of here is a built-in, simple way to maximize your child's health.
There are a host of health benefits, not only for the child, but mother as well.
Immune factors for babies, preventing pneumonia, preventing diarrhea, even some cancers for both the mother and the baby.
Baby Cafe Director Diane Holt noted there remains a disparity of getting the proper information into the inner city, where many moms are still unaware that the baby's immune system kicks in at birth, and that begins the breastfeeding process.
There's a procedure called skin to skin. So once the baby is born, it is very important that the baby is placed on mom's chest, and that baby will find his or her way to mom's breast. And it's just a beautiful sight to see. And the nutrition that they receive from the breast milk assists in kicking in the immune system for the baby.
The Durham's Baby Cafe offers these mothers a place to learn more. And for their families, it's a place that provides them with a meal and an upbeat environment to feed their babies.
You can come here, feel free to breastfeed their children, ask any questions. There is no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is a question which is not asked.
There's also an economic factor. Breastfeeding is a good solution for cutting out the cost of baby formulas.
It's totally natural. God gave us our breasts for a reason.
Virginia Kaufman traveled in from Williamsville to the downtown Baby Cafe. She's a physician's assistant and was visiting the cafe with her newborn baby boy, who's just 2 months old. She had very little information about breastfeeding before having her son.
I happen to know about breastfeeding because I am in the medical field, but when I went to my OBGYN during my prenatal visits, nobody ever mentioned anything about breastfeeding. I kind of just found out on my own.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah, it actually did because it's so important for the immune system for the baby.
Diane Taylor of Buffalo is expecting her second child. She says her first daughter never latched on, so now Taylor wants to learn about breastfeeding for her new baby. She even invited her boyfriend to learn more about the process.
Not a lot of men really have that insight. And to actually come with me, and because he was very open-minded. He'll try new things. It's something new, and if it's something for me and his child.
What did you both learn together?
We learned together the bond we can have. Basically, he looks at it as after I breastfeed, he can actually burp.
There are misconceptions about breastfeeding. Some women are afraid to try it. They fear it will be painful. Others don't receive proper support from family and friends.
Start researching and networking with people. Communicate, ask people, ask around.
Jill Haney of Buffalo arrived at the Baby Cafe with her newborn son. Like Taylor, she never breastfed her first child. Haney is now breastfeeding her second son and wanted to learn some new strategies.
Is it hard to do?
Well, kind of, because when he was born, I didn't get him right after because he was born into the house. So I had to wing him from that. So now he's still half bottle, but at nighttime I give him breast milk, so it's easy.
Is he taking to it?
Yeah, he's taking it much better than what he was before. Because before, I was like, oh, you know what, I'm just going to forget this.
But not everyone agrees with watching a woman breastfeed, especially if it is conducted in public space. However, Virginia Kaufman might have put it best. She says it's something special built into a woman's body.
Why waste it? It's liquid gold, basically. I don't think there should be any complaining about that.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.